This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal today said that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Iranian counterpart Sayyed Abbas Araghchi had three conversations in the last few days. The last one discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security. Addressing a media briefing in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said that there are around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran and the Indian government has shifted several Indians from Tehran to safer locations. It is also assisting those who wish to leave via Azerbaijan and Armenia with visas and land border crossings so they can take commercial flights back.
We have shifted several Indian nationals, including students and pilgrims who were based in Tehran, to other safer locations and cities in the country. We are also assisting Indian nationals who wish to travel to Azerbaijan and Armenia and from there to take commercial flights to return home. We are assisting them with visas. We are also assisting them with land border crossings.
The spokesperson further informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to several leaders in the Gulf region after the conflict started. In these conversations, Mr. Modi stressed the need for a dialogue and diplomacy so that early peace can return. Mr. Jaiswal also underlined the need to avoid civilian casualties and he stressed on the need to protect the civilians. Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants, second batch for 2025-26. It includes 61 grants. The government has sought to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. Initiating the discussion, Jagdambika Pal of the BJP said, due to the situation in West Asia, a state of uncertainty has arisen across the world. He said the price of crude oil has increased from $88 to $119 per barrel, which will have a direct impact on fertilizers, gas and transportation. Mr. Pal said the supplementary grant is a solution to the current crisis. He said the Narendra Modi government is accelerating development works at a rapid pace and also providing subsidies in fertilizer to the farmers. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today busted a terrorist hideout in a remote forest area in Rajouri district and recovered an improvised explosive device, IED. Our correspondent reports the hideout was unearthed during a search operation by troops of the Rashtra Rifles in the Chamrer forest area of Thana Mandi subdivision. Besides a ready-to-use IED, some eatables and clothes were also recovered from the hideout. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted raids at multiple locations in Poonch district as part of its probe into a terror conspiracy case. Our correspondent reports that the raids were conducted in connection with a case related to a terror conspiracy involving the recovery of arms and ammunition, including a pistol and two grenades from two people in the border district in 2024. The NIA had already filed a charge sheet against the accused Abdul Aziz and Munawar Hussain, along with the Pakistani handler Nazir Hussain in April last year. Tensions in West Asia have escalated after maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after US-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, Indian embassy in Iraq said that the tanker Safe Sea Vishnu was sailing under the Marshall Islands flag. It added that the remaining 15 Indian crew have been evacuated to a safe place. The embassy noted that they are in regular touch with Iraqi authorities and the rescued Indian sailors are offering all possible assistance. Meanwhile, UAE authorities responded to a drone attack near Dubai Creek Harbour this morning, prompting evacuations. No casualties were reported. The incident comes amid a series of overnight interceptions of missiles and drones across the Gulf region as the conflict between the United States, Israel and Iran continues to widen. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions for Gujarat tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. The IMD said that thunderstorm and lightning will prevail over Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Vidarbha, Sikkim, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.